are of you and none of me. Here's what my love cries for. The idea cries out to me. May you be the Lord of all and none of me. If what my heart cries for, may I decrease that you may. You be the Lord of all. Father, breathe upon this service this morning. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Lift your hands high. See his presence. See his power. See his mercy. See his grace. Whisper that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war who never lost a fight, has stepped into somebody's battle, and the victory has just come. Receive now. Receive it now. Jesus. Thank you, Master. We worship you, Lord. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will. You know the best, oh Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your path. You know which way I must go. You know, best, oh Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord. Is your path, you know.
You know which way I must go.
Take the little Lord, take the little Lord.
I follow you.
Take the little Lord.
Take the little Lord. I will follow you.
Take the little Lord.
Take the little Lord.
Follow you.
I'll follow you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord.
I'll follow you.
I'll follow you.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord.
follow you.
I will follow you.
Thank you, Master, for leading. He's taking the lead. You are following. We are following. And the enemy is the loser. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. I see the healing power of God on chest and heart conditions. And everyone who came in here today with any form of affliction on your chest and on your heart, I decree answers in Jesus' precious name.
And Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than any gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond, and nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Desire compares with you.
Accessing supernatural supplies is the Thanksgiving service. It's our month of supernatural flows of resources. We have a pending subject that must be wrapped up before we go into the dedications. Accessing supernatural supplies, and this is dealing with financial wisdom part 2. Ezekiel chapter 8 and in verse 5, the scripture said, 28 verse 5, it said, by thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches. The A part is what is our concern for today. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches. I want everyone here to pay very careful attention to what we'll be discussing today. Because many people say, I go to church, I pray, I fast, I give, but it looks like I'm not seeing any results in my financial life. There are other factors, the wisdom factor, that has something to do with finances. We started the journey on Wednesday, where we saw three basic things. First, that wealth travels in the direction of wisdom. Where there is functional wisdom, there will be active wealth. We also saw that mentality attracts prosperity. We saw that sense secures supply. This is necessary because we are in the end of times, when God is about to release massive resources into the hands of his people for the end time evangelization of the earth. Massive resources into the hands of his people for the end time evangelization of the earth. The silver is mine, he said. The glory is mine. And I am going to use the silver and the gold to confirm that the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former. Haggai chapter 2, and in verse 6, all the way to verse 8, and so on. And so we saw that, and then we began to look at various practical wisdom steps that must be in place to attract supernatural supplies. We saw that from Wednesday number 1. We said, be productive. Produce something. Produce something. Productivity is a guarantee of prosperity. The reason why Nigeria is such a poor country is because we are such a consumer nation, producing nothing, releasing nothing to the world. Even the crude oil we have in the land, we have to export or import to sell to ourselves. When you see nations that produce something, China is producing so much, Japan, Korea, they are among the nations that have substance. Produce something. A service or a product, a good or a service. Something that is making a difference. We saw that. And then number 2, we say present quality. We saw that quality brings quantity. For example, you go to some qualitative restaurants, a plate of food may be like 12,000. And you go to some restaurants, the place is 100 naira. Where you pay the plate for 10,000, you are not only paying for the food, you are paying for the atmosphere. You are paying for the climate. You are paying for the quality. And in some of those restaurants, the space is not enough for those who are ready to pay that amount. Quality brings quantity, brings prosperity. We saw that on Wednesday, and we said that mediocrity can never bring prosperity. Do things anyhow, you never get anywhere. Number 3, invest more, expend less. Invest more. There was a saying that day that a statement I said, if your expenditure exceeds your investment, your existence becomes an embarrassment. If you are spending more than you are getting, very soon your life will be swallowed in shame. Very important. There are those, the only thing they do with money is, what can I buy? No. It is not what can I buy. It is how can I multiply these resources. 4, we said, avoid waste. Money is in haste where there is waste. Do you remember what I said that day? Don't buy what you don't need. And don't keep what you don't use. That is waste. Turn the scrap car into cash. Turn something around you. Just ensure that nothing is wasting around your life. God hates waste, and he will never direct resources into the hands of the waster. We saw Proverbs 18:9 that day, that the destiny of the lazy and the destiny of the waster are the same. He that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. There are those, once resources enters their hands, until it is finished, they can't rest. Avoid waste. 5, we said maintain records. God is a record keeper. Your records facilitate your accountability, facilitates your discipline.
facilitates your planning and your programming. It gives you the basis for gratitude. And number six, maintain a storehouse. Only fools spend everything. Proverbs 21 verse 20 says, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends everything. Keep something aside, no matter how little. It may become big enough in time to come to do something major with. And it is a faith statement that says, I would always have enough. Now, what I'm telling you now was preached for almost 90 minutes. It is not possible to summarize it in 7 minutes. And I want you to pick the message, the first part of it. Preached on Wednesday, I told our media people to get them available this morning so that you can. I got report people from Europe everywhere who joined online. They said, this is Dunamis Bibles, Dunamis Business School 101. Some people told me, they said, I have given them. Somebody came and he told me, he said, he is in Dubai. He does properties in Dubai. And he said he went to a seminar the other day where they paid so much to learn about things on financial areas. He said, I can tell you what we learned there was not up to what I heard in church on Wednesday. Free of charge. That one they paid in dollars to attend. So I like us. See, there are things we pray about and there are things we don't pray about. There are things we lay hands on you to change. Maybe there is an affliction. There are other things words are laid. The matter of finances, words are to be laid and actions are to be taken. So pick them up. Now, let's go. Number seven. Live within your means, avoiding the borrower's lifestyle. For those of you who may have attended the first service, I'm likely to read a different set of scriptures and give different points under each. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 12. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12 said, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. You are not permitted to borrow. You are free to lend to nations, but you are not permitted to borrow. Somebody said, that was Old Testament. Romans chapter 13 and in verse 8 is not in the Old Testament. Owe no man nothing. Owe no man nothing but love. Love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Owe no man anything but love. One of the greatest destroyers of destiny and destroyers of the future is the life of indebtedness, the borrower's lifestyle. And take note of the following. One, borrowing is spending money you don't have, such that when money arrives, it had already been spent. It is spending money you don't have, such that money arrives and it had already been spent. That is, the money was already spent before it arrives. Somebody is receiving a salary of 70,000 and is owing a debt of 80,000. So by the time the salary arrives, after he finishes paying the salary, he's still owing 10,000. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There is an exam we used to write in medical school, anatomy, physiology, all the exams. We call it multiple choice question. Multiple choice question, how it works is such that if you know the answer, you mark yes. Okay, if they say in ischemic heart disease, the potassium level increases, true or false? If it is true, you say true. If the answer is false, you mark false. If it is true and you mark true, they give you plus one. If it is true and you mark false, they give you minus one. Not zero. You don't get it. It's not zero. If you get the correct answer, you lose one mark. Not that you got zero. No. If you don't know it, then you leave it. That is zero. You follow what I'm saying? And if you don't know the answer, stay away. That is zero. You are okay. If you get the correct answer, it's plus one. If you get the wrong answer, it is minus one. So you might finish the exam with minus 25%. That is, you are owing 25 marks. That is, they will go to the essay to subtract the mark. Oh yes, you have to pay the mark. That is, in the essay you got 30% and you are owing 25. They subtract the 25, so you are left with 5. That is how rugged the exam is. Because the way they reason it is, you can kill a person by guesswork. I mean, you don't know it, stay away. And go and read it later. My father-in-law was a professor in physiology. He just steps into the class and said, it is exam now. He said, wait a minute, sir. You didn't tell us that exam was coming. He said, no. The patient will not tell you that he's coming with hypertension. So you can read ahead of time. Am I communicating at all? They won't tell you that they have diabetes. They are not telling you that they have arthritis. Doctor, I'm coming tomorrow with arthritis. Please read everything on arthritis before I arrive. That's how it is. Take your seat. Now, I use that illustration where you are just braggadocious and you want to be marking everything. Say, calm down. You are trying to temper with your future by having negative markings. That is how it is in real life. When you are getting money that is not yours through borrowing, you are having a negative balance against your future. And the future must subtract it. That is why you see people who are in perpetual need. Today, every taste for borrowing, I command it to die. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Every taste for borrowing dies now. Take your seat. Did you understand what I just taught you? Number two, borrowing is the establishment of the status of servanthood. And it excludes people from the realm of financial mastery. It's the establishment of the status of servanthood, excluding people from the realm of financial mastery. Because he said, the borrower is the servant of the lender. Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 7. That is, when you enjoy borrowing, you have confirmed yourself a slave. Have you noticed that borrowing makes people to talk to you who are not meant to talk to you? They talk to you anyhow. Look at you. How many of you have received this phone call, this text message before in Nigeria? Please, this is general notice. We are so-and-so financial lending organization. So-and-so person is a chronic debtor. He has borrowed money from us and has not paid back. He is on the run. This is his number. Everybody avoid him. He's a criminal. Have you received that text before? Yes. He flies around all the time. In fact, the other day, they sent one I saw on my phone and said, so the family of so-and-so people have confirmed that they are thieves. The man is sending insult to his father's house. I was shocked. He's following the example of his father, who is a thief. He's also a thief and he's a borrower now. The borrower is the servant of the lender. Am I communicating? This shoe, when I went to London and I saw the shoe, I had you in mind. I said it will be good for your leg. How much is it? Don't bother about the price. Wear it first. And you wore it. Oh, wow. I like the shoe. How much is it? Don't bother. Just take it first. Pay it later. How much will I pay later? It's only £100. Really? All right. Take £10. All right. And he goes. 2 weeks later, he calls you. How about the balance? I will see you later. See you later. When? Why are you asking me like that? Hey, yes, I have to ask you like that. Do you want to take back the shoe? Are you mad? Take it back how? Shoe that you have already worn? The same person that was gentle is enslaving you because you are enjoying the taste for borrowing. Please maintain your dignity. Don't let borrowing and indebtedness cause you to lose your respect. You are more valuable than what the devil wants to turn you into. Am I communicating? Individuals do that. Financial institutions do that. Banks do that. Their own is worse. Some of them is as if they are crookedness houses. How to rope you into what they call facility. And then they facilitate your disaster. You have paid what they lent you, but you are still paying interest. There are people who are paying interest. Interest is transferred to children. I met a man some time ago. This man, heavy man, very fat, very tall. The money his father took from the bank was a snare on his neck. Had high blood pressure. Tall, heavy, hefty man. He wasn't the one who borrowed it. It was his father who borrowed it. The father had gone. But the debt was on his head. He took the help of God, you know. And those kind of miracles happen once in a while, out of mercy. 100 and something million of those, almost 20 years ago, when he came to church, God intervened for him. Their computer did some whatever, and the zeros where the decimal was shifted backward. If it was here, shifted all the way towards the left-hand side, where it was either after 1 or after 10 or something, and it became like 10 naira or 100 naira or something. The debt canceled by a miracle. Because God knew this rope that tied his neck came to him not by his making. How many times are brethren not talking to each other again because he borrowed from me? You are not a bank. If somebody comes to you, instead of you entering problem, first of all, open the Bible for them. The Bible says, thou shalt not borrow. Do you want to disobey God? And this is what I do. Borrow me 1 million. I don't borrow people money, but I can assist you with 100,000. Don't pay back. Don't pay that one back. And I pray that this 100,000 will multiply in your hands. I've done that not once, not twice, not thrice. Give them, it says when somebody asks you, give them and ask not back. So give to people. What if they don't give you back, there will be no challenge. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Borrow me 10 million. Oh no, you are asking for too much. I'm not able in that position to do that now. And I don't want any problem. Because almost 90 to 99% of the time, stories will come later. The money I'm expecting didn't come. Then from one thing to another. Then you give them the amount that you can afford. And that for brethren. You are stranded, you are looking for money. Oh, I'm not able to give you the one you are asking for, but I can give you this amount. And for this amount, don't return back. But very, very soon, you will never be in the position to borrow. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. I've almost spent the whole time on this subject because it's a problem area. Finally, number three, borrowing is disobedience to clearly stated divine instruction. Disobedience of clearly stated divine instruction. And that forbids the flow of the blessing. Clearly stated, owe no man nothing, thou shalt not borrow. Clearly stated divine instruction. And that can. And that forbids the blessing. Because God said, if you hearken diligently to my voice, Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2, if you obey me, the blessing will flow. If you disobey me, the blessing is arrested. Let me say this. There are two situations where you have not technically borrowed. First situation is when they gave you 10 million and they are holding something belonging to you. What 10 million or what 15 million? You are not owing each other. But if that situation can be avoided, the better. Number two situation is when this is our terms of payment. Right? You pay 50% now. You pay 25% after 6 months. You pay another 25% after so and so months. And you have an agreed term of payment of whatever transaction. For as long as you abide by the payment term, you are okay. When you default in the payment term, you are in debt. Am I communicating? But if all of that can be done without such terms, it is still far better. So this is point number 7. Life is in phases. Men are in sizes. Accept your status per time. What you cannot do today, you will be able to do tomorrow. The car you cannot drive today, you will be able to drive tomorrow. The house you cannot live in today, you will be able to live in that tomorrow. So don't hurry yourself and destroy your future. Hurry slowly. Hurry slowly. Somebody say amen. Alright, I'm going to rush the rest. Number 8. Look up to no one but God. Look up to no one but God. Have you ever read Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to 8 before? Jeremiah 17, 5 to 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. He shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in a salt land not inhabited. What is his offense? He's looking up to a man. If you want the flow of heaven, you must look away from man. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in a mortal man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Hi. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 19. See what he said. He said, confidence in an unfaithful man in the time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Kai, disjointed foot, uprooted tooth, pain, inconvenience, no progress. Don't ever tell any man, you are my last hope. If he is your last hope, who is God in your life? Ensure that your eyes remain on God. God can use anybody as a channel, but the ultimate person you are looking up to is God. Ensure that nobody will ever claim the glory for your making. I made him. Never allow anybody such a privilege. Let God only have that privilege. Am I communicating? Listen to these points as we go. First, looking up to God positions man for the blessing. But looking up to man positions people for curses. Again, looking up to God positions one for the blessing. But looking up to man positions people for curses. He said, curse be the one who looks up to man. Permanently trusting in a man has made people shadows of themselves. Second, there is no limit. I'd like you to listen to this. Very important. There is no limit to the celebration of those who look up to God. No limit. If you look up to God, you don't have the limit to which you will celebrate on earth. The opposite is true also. There is no limit to the celebration of those who look up to God. And there is no limit to the frustration of those who look up to man. No limit. It is endless frustration. No limit to the frustration of those who look up to man, especially those who look up to so-called political people. No limit. You want your frustration to be endless. Keep trusting in people. Keep looking up to people. And you want your celebration to be endless. Just keep looking up to God. Just keep looking up to God. Someone say a loud amen. Please. Do it. And when you talk, when you behave, God is watching. You are my last hope. Oh no. I can't do without you. Oh no. Just help me, otherwise I die now. Wow. An ordinary man. Number 9. Identify needs and meet them. Identify needs and meet them. You know what rescued Moses from homelessness in the wilderness? Exodus chapter 2, verse 17 to verse 21. Moses, after he fled from Pharaoh, he sat on a well. That must be verse 15. And then, when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, and he dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. And Moses stood up. He saw people in need. He stood up. He helped them. He watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, "How is it that you are come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds." And you know, the way you are dressed is the way you will be addressed. Moses was not an Egyptian, but he wore the dress of Egypt. And they called him an Egyptian. That is what people will call you. If you dress like a Jezebel or a Delilah, or you dress like a worldly person, that is what you are. You know, and also drew water enough for us and water the flock. And he said unto his daughters, "And where is he? How can somebody meet your need and you left him behind? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." You can't meet needs and lack bread. You can't meet needs and lack bread. And Moses was content to dwell with the man. And he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. I'm going to tell you 2 things. Number one, success in life is a product of the release of answers. If you are going to be successful, even financially, it is because you are releasing answers to your generation. You are releasing answers. 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 Am I communicating at all? Find problems. Solve them. Find problems. Meet them. Find problems. Tackle them. Let me give you an example. Don't just be running up and down looking for how to make. Just find. Where can I solve a problem? Let me tell you something. I met a man. I grew up in the house of a paramount ruler, as well as a transporter, frontline transporter. When I grew up, we grew up to see lorries, plenty, brand new, without the back, you know, from Mercedes, Leventis, Enugu, and then luxury buses, Brazil, luxury buses, brand new. There was a man that time who was a mechanic. IK was his name. Ike Chukwu Abasi. I think that is his name. And he told me his story. He said he came to the town in Benue State. The town is called Otukwu in Benue State. He said he came at the end of the war, of the civil war, in the early 70s. And he saw vehicle transport owners. My father was a transport owner. There were other transport owners in town. And all of them will buy these luxury buses and buy lorries. And once the engine knocked, that was the end of the engine, they will buy another engine. Once the engine knocked, they will buy another engine. Once the engine knocked, they will buy another engine. So the man came. He learned mechanic from Onisha. And after the war, he came into town. And he said, "Why are all these engines down?" And they said to him, "Oh, if an engine knocks, you buy a new engine." He said, "No. Engines are repairable. We can repair the crankshaft. You can do everything and turn it new." So they said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." So he repaired the first engine. And they said to him, "How much is the price of this repair?" He said, "This is not for price. Use it first." And they used it. Engine was almost brand new. So what a miracle is this? What a miracle is this? Another engine, another engine, another engine. That was the end. The man told me the story with his mouth. Roadside mechanic. Long story made short, no more changing engine. After, no more buying a new engine. It is repairable. Before you knew it, he was an instant star. Before you knew it, he had a spare parts shop. As I speak, the last time I met him, he was an importer of heavy-duty machines. Millionaire, billionaire. His children had gone to school in Europe and gone everywhere from being a roadside mechanic that only decided to meet needs. I hope that you will hear this message somewhere. Do you understand what I'm talking about? One man said, I said it in the first service, Conrad Hilton. He said, if you will love your neighbor like yourself, you can never be a poor man. There is a man here in this service here right now as I'm preaching. He operates transportation business. And during the Christmas period, he said to the passengers, you know what? This is Christmas. And you will need a lot of money to spend your Christmas. Normally during Christmas, vehicle transportation prices increase. But I am going to reduce my own so that you will have spare money for Christmas. You can't do that and be poor. That is, you will be. Other people are murmuring. Why is his own price now? But I'm not. You didn't give me business money anyway. And I am going to meet the needs of these people. And in so doing, by the time Christmas time is over, whose vehicle would they look for to follow? You can never love your neighbor as yourself and lack means. Let us stop pursuing money and let's start pursuing meaning. When you decide to start making the difference, you escape the realm of just making a living. Am I communicating at all? Is God speaking to somebody at all? When you make up your mind to start making the difference, you have entered the realm where you are no longer just making a living. You are making your marks in your generation. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is anybody getting anything at all? So while you are moving around town, open your eyes. Where do people have problems that I can handle? Where can I make a difference? Where you solve people's problem, they will thank you and pay you. They will both thank you and still pay you. That is, because it is possible to have the money, but you don't have the solution. They will be grateful to you that you are the one who helped them to do this or that. And still appreciatingly pay you for doing that. Hallelujah. Identify needs and meet them. Why do we have the mobile phone? In those days, you have your telephone at home. Telephone. Even if you need to make a call urgently on the road, you have to return home to make the call. And somebody says, that's not good. Let somebody be able to make a call on the go. Anywhere you are on the spot, you should be able to call anybody. In those days, it's even telegram. So people kept on solving different problems and making life easy for people in different ways. And as they are doing that, the world is paying them massively. Take a look at the second point and then I move on. The tackling of necessity is the doorway to accessing prosperity. When you tackle necessities, don't just try to make money. What are the things that are necessities of life? Necessities. I came to discover that those who sell necessities don't run out of prosperity. Water. There are millionaires on bottled water. Tissue, all manner, what people need, what they use every day, what they use and need every day. I said in the first service, a place like Abuja is a place where people are permanently in need of houses. Those who need one bedroom flat, just one bedroom self-contained, there are plenty. Those who need one bedroom flat, there are plenty. And then, those who cannot pay 1 year at once or 2 years together, they are very, very, very plenty. So you can sit down and work it out. How can I make life easy for these people? Where they don't, and all the agents will insist, charge them 2 years, because they are calculating their ex-agency fee. They don't care about the welfare of the people. But you care about the welfare of the people. And you want to make life easy for them. And you will do it in such a way well that nobody will take advantage of you and then stay for 10 years without paying house rent. That's not the type I'm talking about. And you can even make it easy for them to own the house at the end. You have made the money that you needed to make. You've made the money that you used to build the house and made extra. And then you move on. And then just making life easy for people and you are never stranded. Somebody say amen. Did you get anything at all from what I'm just saying? Do you know in those days it might take you like 6 months to reach America by ship until somebody say it doesn't need to take that length. Let's invent something that can make people to fly. And that was done. Life became easy for people. And those making that are in millions now. There are airplanes. One plane cost $75 million. One. Those who did that. Just heavy resources. You will make it in Jesus' name. Identify needs and meet them. Number 10. Access divine ideas. Access divine ideas. Proverbs chapter 21 and in verse 5. Proverbs 21 in verse 5. The Bible said the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. But everyone that is hasty only to what? When you see a diligent man, a successful man, what crosses his mind are the things that bring about plenty, 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 plenty. It tends only to plenteousness. Let me say these two things and then let's go. One idea. Okay, number one. Ideas translate into wealth effortlessly. Ideas translate into wealth effortlessly and easily. Just one idea. One inspiration can turn a man into unusual resources. Secondly, mental strategy is superior to physical energy in accessing the supplies of life. Mental strategy is superior to physical energy in accessing the supplies of life. You see, how many hours will it take a wheelbarrow pusher to make the money? How many years in life that somebody is making by using his brain and getting ideas and translating it? All I can ask everyone is, work hard, but work smarter. Work hard. But instead of just working harder, determine to work smarter. Let God baptize your mind, your brain, baptize your overwhelm you with world governing ideas, world creating ideas. And I see that coming for somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are that one, say louder, amen. If you are that one, shout the loud most, amen. Number 11, remain steadfast. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, be not weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6, Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6, he said, in the morning sow your seed, in the evening withhold not your hand. Just keep on doing the right thing.
For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Just keep on sowing your seed. Keep on sowing your seed. What is the meaning of that? Whatever good you know to do, keep doing. Keep doing. Tithing, giving, evangelism, serving God, staying true to His word, keeping your records, taking care of your reserves, deploying the ideas, and all the things we have mentioned today, meeting needs, just keep at it and take note of the following. First, this is the statement by a man. He said, all you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. At Williams, he was a founder of a life insurance corporation and did so amazingly. All you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. Paul the Apostle said it another way. He said, having done all to stand, stand. After you have done everything, remain on your feet. Just keep on doing and doing. Secondly, due season will always arrive for the persistent. When you persist in doing what you must do, due season will arrive. In due season you shall reap if you faint not. The meaning of that is the devil will tempt you to give up when you are close to due season. The devil will try to tempt you to give up. Give up on God. Give up on the things you are doing when you are close to due season. Due season will always arrive for the diligent. The sun will always set for the diligent laborer. It may be 12 noon now, the sun is hot. 1 p.m., 2, 3, 4, but just keep on. Very soon, the sun sets, the weather calms down, and rest comes. Finally, results are created. Not by occasional actions, but by perpetual or habitual actions. Results. The most impactful results of life, they are created. Not by occasional actions, but by repeated, persistent actions. Do you know that a pilot that is already flying, has to go twice every year to retrain and refresh to keep on flying? That a person went to pilot school doesn't mean he can jump to the plane and start flying now. Otherwise, maybe you dreamt, somebody, the person dreamt of dying. Somebody say amen. Soldiers have been marching since. But when it is Independence Day or any of those occasions coming, they will be at the drill for months. Come tomorrow, do the same thing. Come tomorrow, do the same thing. Come tomorrow. Just come tomorrow and just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming until the day arrives, and then they are just moving seamlessly as if machine is moving their legs together. And then when that is over, and then another occasion is coming in another 6 months, you think that they will use that other practice for where? It's a brand new one. Anything in life that will produce maximally must be pursued tenaciously. 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 Results in life don't come by occasional actions. They come by perpetual. You just keep at it. You keep at it. The prayer for last Sunday will not handle the service of this Sunday. You just keep at it. And finally, maintain the attitude of gratitude. Be happy. Be excited. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. It says, "Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up and the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men." When your joy dries up, everything around you must dry up. Everything dries up. The least you can do is to be excited at life. Listen to this. I'm sure you have heard all these isms before. Positivism, optimism, and enthusiasm are the doorway to dynamism in life. That is things moving. Things moving, things working. Positivism, optimism, enthusiasm, they are the doorway. If you want your life to work, you must be positivistic. If you want your destiny to work, you must be optimistic. Whether the devil is alive or dead, I will make it in life. If you want things to work out, you must be enthusiastic. Don't be like a broken down truck looking for somebody to tow. There are people who are not excited. That is, they are not happy. They are not exciting. That is, if you hang around them, it is depression you are looking for. And they are not excitable. That is, no, if you kill yourself, you can't make them happy. Oh, that's too bad. Not excited. Not exciting. Not excitable. What a life. I am excited. I am exciting. I am excitable. I make everybody around me to laugh. Permanently. Dr. Mr. Nenche, can you confirm? That's why she's smiling all the time. It's just smiling without provocation. Am I communicating at all? The other day, my daughter, Deborah, were together on the dining and talking. And I was calling the names of some people. I said, "Do you know them?" "Say, I know them." "So you know them?" I said, "Ah, so me and you know the same people. It means I'm not much older than you then." She laughed and laughed. And said, we know the same people. I think our age difference is not much. Be excited, be exciting, be excited. It is not because of you that the devil was manufactured.
Stand up on your feet, somebody. Hey! Lift your voice and say, "In the name of Jesus, no devil can determine my joy. No devil can steal my joy."
Remain standing and don't hand over your joy to anybody. Don't let human beings determine when and how you should be happy. That is giving them too much power. Am I communicating? Somebody behaved, you got angry. Somebody acted, you started frowning. That is, you have directly handed over your life to that person. Who can determine when you laugh or when you frown? Don't give nobody such power. When they want you to frown, smile for them. When they want you to cry, laugh for them. When they want you to be depressed, jump up and dance for them.
Let the devil run mad. Let your joy frustrate them. They want to frustrate you. Frustrate them with your excitement. They want you to drop your head when you are passing beside them, so that they can feel that you are feeling what they are doing.
You know what to do?
Am I communicating?
Just walk with attitude. My life is not in your hand.
You want me to frown? You frown.
When your salary hits your hand, don't be angry. Because there are those who don't have salary at all. Don't kill the potential of that seed by your depression. Don't kill it. Some people carry what is this now? This same salary again. There are those who never receive anything.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. When Jesus saw 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he lifted it up and gave thanks. Give thanks for that 5 loaves and 2 fishes that just entered your hand as salary, if you want it to multiply. Am I communicating? Oluwa, etobi yo, Oluwa wawa, Oluwa, etobi yo.
Koseni tale fisha kawere o.
Etobi yo.
Koseni tale fisha kawere o. Etobi yo.
Oluwa.
Oluwa wa 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 wa. Oluwa etobi. Etobi.
Etobi yo.
Ay 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 ay.
Etobi.
Oluwa wa wa wa.
Oluwa etobi. Etobi yo. Etobi.
Koseni tale
fisha
kawere o. Koseni tale fi jakawere o etobi. Lift your voice, Oluwa wa 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 wa.
Oluwa
etobi etobi
etobi
o. Oluwa wa wa wa.
Oluwa
etobi etobi
etobi o etobi.
Koseni tale
fi jakawere o.
Koseni tale fi
jakawere o. Etobi. Oluwa.
Oluwa wa 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 wa.
Oluwa etobi. Etobi o. Etobi. Oluwa wa o. Oluwa etobi. Etobi o.
Oluwa wa
Oluwa
etobi
etobi etobi o etobi.
Koseni tale fi jakawere o
etobi.
Koseni tale fi jakawere o etobi.
Oluwa.
I've got a feeling everything's already alright. I don't know.
said yes. God 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 said yes.
To you today, this joy that you have will not cease, and the grace to carry out the instructions you just received is released upon you now. Please, I want to give a caution until the grace is shared in a few minutes. Please, I appeal to you not to allow any movement that will distract us from here. We have children for dedication and then one or two more very important announcements to make. Please don't distract, don't be a distraction. True movement and will soon be true. Lift up your hands now. Listen to this. Information can make you intelligent, but action makes you wise. When you know an intelligent person by the knowledge they possess, the information they have, but you know a wise person by the steps they take, the things they do. What you know doesn't make you wise, except it translates into action. So it is possible to have intelligent fools. The man is intelligent, he does nothing. His actions are terrible. Today, I want you not just to be intelligent in these matters, but be wise. God, grace to put forth the right actions. I receive it now. Will you lift up your hands and lift up your voice and make demands on the grace to put forth, grace to do the right thing? I receive it now. Go ahead.
I have come, wait upon her. Oh, lady, ancient word, ancient word, ancient word, and of you, tending me, and tending me. We have come,
we have come.
Wait up, all that
is.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you for this moment. And say after me today, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today asking for the help and for the mercy, for the wisdom to put forth these actions. Help me, Lord, to do what you want me to do, to live how you want me to live. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Those hands are still lifted, and I'm now using this opportunity to call for everyone today who want to surrender their lives to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to rededicate yourself to God. The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And the Bible also said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You want to seek God first, so that all the things can be added unto you. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush towards the frontier. While we are doing that, the rest of us can take our seats. And I don't want you to be the last person to come. Be the first to come. Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
One. Quickly come forward. Two.
Every moment I'm away. Your way, Lord.
Three. Everybody see.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul. 3, 4.
I live for you alone.
Fight.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Your will, Lord.
Fight.
Everybody see.
Lord, I give you my
all.
I give you my all.
All your will.
Everybody
see.
Lord, I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
I live for you.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
To give a second altar call, and if you are here this morning and you are in need of the breaking of an addiction, a smoking addiction, a drinking addiction, a womanizing addiction, an immoral addiction, addiction of tobacco, addiction of gambling, addiction of every sort of 419 kind of life, whatever it is, or maybe you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, you want to live for Him. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and just come forward here. You need spiritual fire and revival. Come forward.
Goodbye, world. I stayed alone though with you.
One.
Goodbye, pleasure.
Let your soul sing.
I stayed alone though with you.
Made up your my mind. To
don't have to wait the rest of my
the rest
life.
Of my life.
I made up my mind. Don't have to wait the rest of my life.
Goodbye, 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 world.
Goodbye, world.
Oh, oh,
I stayed alone though with you.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye, goodbye.
I'll sing.
I stayed alone though with you.
I made up my mind. Don't have to
wait
the rest of my life. I made up my mind.
I made up my mind. Don't have to wait the rest of my life.
Place your right hand on your chest, those of you standing, and say this prayer after me. Say after me, say it loud and mean it. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life. And the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name.